Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am producer Chris. Sometimes the world just doesn't deliver the comedy goods. Britain was looking pretty bleak in February 2019. In a desperate attempt to distract ourselves from Brexit, the Bugle turned to homelessness for Top Story in issue 4095. Named Why the Dolphins Keep Leaping. It's still a good show. Stick with us.
Top story this week, and, well, we needed a week off Brexit, to be honest, to go with last week's week off Brexit on the Bugle, in which we had a week off everything. So we're going for a rather funnier, happier story, and that is the rise of rough sleeping in Britain. Is that a better news story, the fact that we are essentially making people sleep rough in the middle of winter until some of them freeze to death? I've lost all perspective at this time. There's a lot about Britain that isn't showing it in a great light at the moment. And the latest government figures have shown that rough sleeping in Britain has gone up by 165% since 2010, when, by coincidence or not, the Conservatives came to power, and I use power in its loosest sense. The official figures show that there are around about 4,700 people sleeping rough in Britain. Now, we need to bear in mind, Alice, that these government figures are essentially a lie. They're based on a snapshot taken on a single night. Please cross-refer to Donald Trump's personal research on climate change on why this isn't necessarily the best way of measuring things. But I guess this is one way of, at least partially solving the problem. Not so much manipulate the statistics as smash the statistics around the back of the head with a frying pan and bundle them into the back of your car. It's like a 60-a-day smoker cutting down to 12 a day by counting how many cigarettes he smoked between 2 a.m. and 6 a.m, multiplying it by 6 to get the 24-hour average and saying, I feel fucking great on it. It's like that.
Yeah, indeed, Andy. The homeless people, a.k.a. rough sleepers, a.k.a. differently bedroomed persons, are on the rise around Britain. But I'm not sure we can trust these statistics either from the other direction. I blame the nanny state for the statistics. Right. Have we thought about the possibility there has been no increase at all, and actually the poor, the mentally ill and victims of domestic abuse used to be a lot better at hiding, and it's our coddled modern society that's leading them into the open rather than huddling in the sewers and starting their own subterranean society? That is trickle-down economics, Andy. Jack Kerouac. Now, there was an age of a real hobo. Jump on a train, see the country, steal an apple pie from a windowsill. That's the real Britain, isn't it? Isn't that the idyllic past where Brexit is all about?
Are you launching a run for high office, Alice? Is this your presidential campaign for America and or Britain and or Australia for 2020, beginning now?
Yes, absolutely it is.
Charities and pressure groups have blamed this increased figure on welfare cuts, housing shortages and spiralling rents. Go Team GB! All of which, of course, will be solved by Brexit. Along with other national problems such as inequality in education, corporate tax aversion, crumbling transport infrastructure, the exploitative zero-hours jobs market, the repeated failure of the England batting lineup in Test match cricket, and the lack of left-footed midfielders in this country. All will be solved on the 30th of March. It's fine. So this is, we have to get this story in now before everything in this country is fixed.
I mean, that is true, Andy. Although the Liverpool mayor, Joe Anderson, has called for people who sleep rough to be treated as a protected category under hate crimes laws, citing some findings from 2016, which said nearly a third of people sleeping rough said they'd been deliberately hit or had faced other types of violence. About 45% said they'd been intimidated or threatened, while 7% had been urinated on. And the concern here for me is that these people, stripped of their rights, excluded from the life-saving bureaucracy that keeps our most vulnerable from falling through the cracks, unable or unwilling to access the limited resources that are available, are now being asked to fill out surveys. Surveys, Andy. Have they not suffered enough?
Oh, that, I mean, that puts a whole new perspective on it. And also, the fact that there are so many crimes committed against homeless people. I refer back to David Cameron, our former Prime Minister, on the day that he left office and dignity and the future behind him. He said that we are a nation with a British sense of fair play. Now, committing crimes against homeless people in the street, that's not fair play, is it? Well, that is. I mean, I know on the flip side of that, a win's a win, but it does rather raise questions about what we are. As we're supposed to support the underdog in Britain.
Surely we are. And I would like to make a note, just as a side note, that while I am, for this podcast, often asked to write satirical comedy about terrible things that are happening in the world, finding the lols while scrolling through horrible things drunk people have done to people on the streets has been a challenge. It certainly made me much more nervous about sitting on a stoop to tie a shoelace in case some hopped-up lad on a banker's night out decides he needs to express his neo-capitalist philosophy in the form of literally pissing on me.
Yes, the parabola of neo-capitalist philosophy. It's a doctorate waiting to happen. On the flip side of this spiralling issue of street homelessness, 11,000 homes in Britain have been empty for more than a decade, and more than 200,000 have been empty for more than 6 months. But if only there was some kind of solution to this street homelessness problem, but I just can't. I can't see. And also in politics, sometimes the most obvious, practical, humane and cost-effective solution is not necessarily the best one. Well, let's open this up to you, the people. If you, whether in Britain or otherwise, have any solutions to the street homeless crisis that don't involve using any of the hundreds of thousands of empty properties in this country, please email them to Theresa May, care of The Government, London. Although I think she's a little bit busy right now.
Thanks, Buglers. Want more of, say, Alice Fraser? Then go to The Gargle now, where Alice gives you all the news and none of the politics. Oh, thank Christ.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.